AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Blinding dust kicked up by a storm moving through California caused a 20-vehicle pileup in the southern San Joaquin Valley Monday. Happened on State Route 99 south of Bakersfield. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries, but traffic was backed up for 3 miles. The winter storm that dumped up to a foot of snow on the Sierra is bringing record rainfall to parts of northern Nevada. And on the East Coast, forecasters are warning of rivers and creeks flooding in Georgia. The latest round of showers and storms dropping a large amount of rain, more than 4 inches in spots. The National Weather Service has numerous flood warnings in the state. President Obama is calling for a national campaign to give ex-cons who paid their debt to society a better shot at a second chance.
The president wants employers to ban the box, the job application checkbox admitting a criminal record. He says that may be relevant eventually, but those fresh out of prison deserve at least a shot at a job and stability.
They've made mistakes, but with a little bit of help, they can get on the right path.
Visiting Newark, New Jersey, Obama highlighted programs he says are helping ex-cons do just that. In Camden, presidential hopeful Chris Christie said Obama's claiming credit for reforms he's pushed as governor. The White House replies Christie's trying to revive a campaign that's polling close to an asterisk. Mark Smith, Washington.
The AP's Mike Stobie reports Princeton researchers have found death rates going up for middle-aged whites.
And that seems to be mainly due to drug overdoses and suicide.
Death rates for other races have continued to fall, as they have for whites 65 and older. The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline has asked the State Department to suspend a review of the project. TransCanada says it's asking for the pause while it works with Nebraska authorities on its preferred route through the state. This is AP Radio News. Jimmy Carter resumed his role as Habitat for Humanity's most prominent booster on Monday, helping volunteers build a home in Memphis.
We haven't cut back on my schedule yet. I know it's going to come, you know, particularly if my cancer progresses, but we don't yet know what the result will be from the treatments.
Former president celebrated his 91st birthday in October. With the 22 points LeBron James scored in the Cleveland Cavaliers' 107-100 win over the 76ers meant a major milestone, James becoming the youngest player to reach the 25,000 career point mark. The 30-year-old says preparation was key.
I knew I was smart. I had a basketball IQ at a young age, and I was a historian of the game. I used to read about the game. I used to talk about the game. I used to watch the game. To know what I was going to actually do out on the floor, that was up to me, and I put in the work.
The Colts stay undefeated, beating the Panthers in Monday Night Football. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.